Miles Goodwin, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Before we kick things off, we lost a very talented and incredible writer and all-around great musician this week. Bruce Guthrow, of course, passed away. You knew Bruce. And what do you think the lasting impact and effect he will have on Nova Scotians and Canadians will be?
He was such a special man that he'll never be forgotten. And I'd be surprised if the Bruce Guthrow songwriter circle didn't continue in his name, perhaps with his daughter Jody, who's been part of it, standing in for Bruce from time to time, and along with Ruth as well. So, I mean, his legacy in music and his personality is so very, very special.
Yeah.
That, you know, his name and his music and everything will just carry on for forever, you know. And
for sure. Yeah.
I really do feel that way. I wish I had known Bruce a lot longer. I only knew him a short time. I'm not sure exactly how long it's been, but I would say it's been 8 or 9 years since I've known him. And he used to ask me to do the circle, and I always said no because I play in a rock band, you know, April Wine, you know, rock and Gibson Les Paul guitars and Marshalls. It was a completely different world, and he would ask me, I would say thank you, but no thank you. Never feeling was right for me. And then I retired back here, and Bruce, you know, Bruce phone rings again. You want to come on the show and join us in the circle? And I finally said yes. And he began my journey into acoustic music, writing and performing acoustically. He's the guy responsible for all of that. And I remember I was so very, very nervous the very first time I did it. And he said, well, I'll go on, I'll sing a song, and then I'll introduce you guys. And I can't remember exactly. I have to do some research on who was with me that very first time. But I went up and I sat down, everybody plugged in, everybody's ready to go. And I looked at Bruce. And I said, Bruce, where's my guitar? He looked at me and said, well, where did you last see it? He was in the dressing room in a gig bag and a 12-string at that. And I said, oh, my Lord, all of my adult years I've had a guitar roadie.
Right.
I've always had somebody to, when I walk on stage, they hand me my guitar. My guitar is on stage. And when I leave, I pass it all off, you know. And, you know, we've laughed about that, he and I, quite a few times. It was always a pleasure. He encouraged me, and I miss him. I feel like I've known him a lot longer. I can only imagine people that have known him for many, 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 many years, how they must feel at him passing.
Yeah.
Sad day.
You mentioned that, you know, songwriting. 2023 has been a huge year for your career in many ways. You were in May, you were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame at the ECMAs. You had Lenny Glant give you the award, and many Canadian musicians sing your songs. What was that night like? What was that experience like?
Oh, that was fantastic. I was really happy about that. You know, I was very, very fortunate to have on my honor with April Wine quite a few awards. As a matter of fact, April Wine's getting a star in the Walk of Fame in Toronto at the end of the month. But that was the big one for me. That was, besides the Junos and this, that, and the other thing, to be recognized as a songwriter was the highlight for me, because that's all I ever did want to be, was a songwriter. I wanted to be, you know, Elton John, I wanted to be Bernie Taupin, not Elton John. I didn't want to be on stage and sing and play, and I just wanted to write songs, because I love to write songs. I've been writing songs all of my life. April Wine had a hit with a song called You Won't Dance With Me, and I wrote that in high school. Giving me the nod as a songwriter was incredible. It wasn't April Wine. It was just Miles Goodwin. And so it was a wonderful night. I asked Lenny if he'd induct me on stage, and he said, absolutely, I would love to do that. So he's a very dear friend of mine, and that made it even more pleasant. Jimmy Rankin and some other fine people went up and sang a bunch of my songs. And I really like it when I hear people doing my songs if it's done well.
Right.
It's a really nice feeling. I've heard April Wine songs or my songs covered, like in bars or stuff. You go for a drink and somebody's doing, you know, oh, a guy from April Wine's here, you could have been a lady, you know.
Right.
It isn't always great, but at this, and sometimes it is, but that night, those are great players, great singers, great musicians, and when they play songs of mine or of April Wine's, boy, it sounds great, and I was blown away. It was amazing.
You've written songs, as you said, for decades. What's your process like? What do you think has changed since you were a younger? You said high school, you started writing songs. What's changed in your songwriting process from then till now?
Well, I write about things that are a little more real. I don't write about girls in high heel pumps and
right.
You know, satin pants.
Right.
And all kinds of teenage stuff, which was great. So I was like, you know, don't push me around. Tonight's a wonderful night to fall in love. And those are kind of juvenile, if you will. And of course, I wrote serious songs as well through my career. But these days, I think more and more about the lyric. I think about the content. I think more carefully on what I want to sing about. I'm along in years. I'm not a young man anymore. And I don't want to sing about things that are trivial,
right?
Or should be sung and written by a young person with that kind of energy and that kind of innocence and so forth. So yeah, I'm a little more serious. You know, I did a solo album, came out June 23rd last year, and it had songs about a couple of indigenous matters, which are important to me because my partner is indigenous, and also some other songs about Ukraine. You know, I watched what was going on in Ukraine for a long time. I don't write about politics or religion typically, but I couldn't stand it anymore after seeing the suffering of the people there. And I wrote a song called For Ukraine, which won an international award for social impact.
Right. And
with a big gala up in Montreal, black tie. It was a big deal. And the award is in itself is gorgeous, Crystal. So yeah, these are more important things to me now. But I also have fun with the lyrics, too. It isn't all that serious. But I think the rewards of that are good. And the blues album, too. I decided to write a blues album in 2018.
Right.
For the first time, I won a Juno. I was nominated for a Juno. I won the East Coast Music Award for Blues Album of the Year. And the same thing the next year. So my songwriting is kind of here and there, but it's not so much about what it was like when I was writing for April Wine. The lyrics mean more for mostly, I think.
Right. You mentioned your new album, Long Pants. That's your latest album. And I'm sure you've been busy since last year. Late last year, you announced you were going to be kind of stepping back from touring with April Wine. How's that transition period been?
Well, it was beautiful. I love it. You know, we took a lot of care in getting somebody to replace me that could sing and play and so forth. And we found the right person. And it came quickly because years ago, quite a few years ago, about a decade ago, I tried to step down from frontman for April Wine. We had auditions. We had people coming from the States. We had a whole big audition process, and nobody was happy. Except me. I liked a couple of them. I guess I was in a big hurry to get out. I was okay with a couple of them, but no, you know, everybody wasn't.
Right.
So, and then I said, okay, well, I'll tour again with a reduced schedule. And then I said, okay, no more. I'm finished now. I'm 75 years old, and I'm done with touring. And within a month, we had the guy, the right guy, that could do me. Exactly. If we want him to sing just like me, which is what he does most of the time.
Yeah.
But he can sing a lot more. He's a better singer than I am. He's a better guitar player than I am. He's younger than I am, but not too young.
Right.
And you know, and the band's killing it. Everywhere they go, we were worried it wouldn't be accepted. But everywhere here in the U.S., they tour, and it's, you know, 15,000 the other night. I mean, they're killing it, and people love them. They miss me. Oh, it's not the same without Miles. But the energy coming off stage and everything else is tremendous, and I'm really happy for them.
That's great.
They're having a ball.
You know, iconic bands like April Wine seem to be, you know, more popular than ever. What do you think has sparked the next generation of listeners to that great music? Do you think streaming has something to do with that? Easier access?
I guess so. I streaming is kind of one of those frontiers that I'm not really comfortable with.
Right.
I know the artists suffer.
Yeah.
because they pay nothing. You could have a million streams and, you know, have enough to buy a toaster. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But so can't. Radio is what keeps our music alive. And the music of all those other great classic rock bands, it's the radio and the fan bases, you know. And April Wine's music is on the radio all the time everywhere.
It is.
And so that's what keeps the music going. I played something the other day, and there was a girl that was 9 years old in the front row, and she was singing along with her parents. I got to meet her afterwards, sign a guitar for her and everything. But she's nine.
Yeah.
And she knows April Wine's song, singing the words.
Wow.
Wow.
That's incredible. Now, you're going to be performing at the YARC here in Yarmouth on Saturday the 16th. What can people expect from that show if they've never seen you live before? What are they in for?
Well, there are four of us on stage. Jim Hemman, who I grew up with here in Waverly, a founding member of April Wine, is with me. And two other fellows, John Chasson and Steve Gates. So we're four with the drummer, bass. And I play mostly April Wine songs on acoustic guitar and some solo work and some other references, you know.
Nice.
It's all acoustic. My songs are all written. Almost every single song I've written that people know are all written on acoustic guitar. And then I take him into the studio and plug into a Marshall, and we got, you know, Roller, and I Like to Rock and Say Hello and so forth. They're going to hear the stripped down version.
Great.
And people love it, and stories and anecdotes, and people laugh a lot, and they get a chance to hear the April Wine songs and sing along and carry on and so forth.
Great. And some of your new stuff too.
Yes.
Cool. Great. Well, that's exciting stuff. Thanks so much again for chatting with me today, Miles. Before you go, what's the main thing that you want to be known for or remembered for as an artist, do you think?
Just songwriting.
Songwriting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Written some classic songs. So.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that is the case for sure. Well, Miles, thank you so much.
Oh, and thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. Cheers.